You're darn tootin', Pete. Thank you. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD, products curated for life. Chase, tell everybody before we get to our next guest where you'll be drinking Irish Car Bombs on Saturday. Is Chase not there?
Hi, sorry. Now. I'm here. What am I doing?
What are you going to be doing tomorrow?
Oh, I am going to be having a lot of fun with all of you because I'm going to be out at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs starting at 2:30 as Alabama is going to take on Florida in that big matchup down in Gainesville. So come out, hang out with me, say hi, whatever you want to do as Chaser's Tailgate makes its debut. Again, starting at 2:30, you can register to win some prizes. They'll have great food, beer specials. Just come out to Brewhouse South in Cool Springs.
All right. Let's go to Alan Bell from Sportsline. Let's get some odds on what kind of drinks Chase will have. Will it be water, soda, or drinks that may have him thinking a little fuzzy at times?
Water is plus 1,000.
Heavy underdog.
Alan, what do you got at Sportsline? What do you think it's going to be?
Well, I'll tell you what. We were doing the calculations this morning. Look, Irish Car Bombs are a minus 250, so that's your clear favorite right here. And then we move into more shots, and then the food. The food is a whole other board, which we're excited to hear about as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to bet on all the favorites for him tomorrow for sure. So after 1 week in the NFL, what's the better path? Because I should have looked this up, just kind of going through it quickly. But what was the better path? Was it an underdog weekend, or was it a favorite weekend, or was it right down the middle?
Oh, it was a huge, huge underdog weekend. In fact, underdogs in week one went 12-4 against the spread, which for a week one is the most in the history of the NFL, the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
And, yeah, wild. So think about this. Sportsbooks cleaned up. And what happens last night? Underdog covers again. So 13-4 against the spread so far.
Wow. So trying to think. Just trying to go through the games. So we know Seattle covered, Arizona covered, the Rams covered.
Yeah. So you got a couple.
Who covered?
The Steelers covered and outright won. The Lions ended up covering that big line against the 49ers. You saw the Saints cover against the Packers. You saw the Cowboys cover against the Buccaneers. Yeah, you saw the Cardinals obviously cover against the Titans. It was a massive, massive underdog weekend.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. So what do you think that spells for week two? As you mentioned, it's already been an underdog week starting off with the Giants covering last night. Do you think it's going to continue down that same path going into this weekend, or do you feel like it'll get a little bit more balanced out? What's your gut telling you right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there has to be a little bit of balancing out. I mean, just the numbers in general, right? Because the NFL spreads are going to be so sharp anyway that it's going to have to even out a little bit. But I'll tell you this, you know, usually from week one to week two is when we see the big, let's say, overreactions, you know, to week one. And yep. If you look at Sunday night, we've got the Chiefs at the Ravens. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite right now. So the public is already all over the favorite again, and the Chiefs. Books are seeing as much as 35 tickets to the Chiefs to every one ticket to the Ravens. So
Wow. That
goes to show you, yeah, the public's not backing down. They're going with favorites again.
I would probably, with that being said, that info right there, I'd probably take the Ravens. Honestly.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's massive, right? Like, you know, first off, the books and everybody who faded the public made so much money, not only the NFL. But in college football too, there are a lot of underdogs that covered, and it kind of goes to show you that really anybody can win, anybody can cover at any time. Like if you don't show up on Sunday, good luck. Anybody can be beat.
How have things been going on the college ranks?
Well, I'll tell you this: pretty much, it's been Alabama and everybody else. Now you've got Georgia and Oregon that are up there. But we'll find out how good that they are, you know, in the coming weeks. And we're going to find out this weekend, you know, with Alabama, you know, taking on Florida. But, I mean, it's been the Alabama show. You know, once Ohio State went down, you know, which again, you know, they'll be in the conversation at the end. Once Clemson lost, which they'll be in the conversation at the end, but it's pretty much Alabama and everybody else.
What if we've talked to with you about this in the past, Alan? Like, you get asked, people pose a lot of questions to you on Twitter. Also, people love to show you their winning tickets.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've been fielding as we get these Thursday and Friday night games, and now that we're really getting into, like, the full swing of things, we basically can now start on, well, Wednesday and go all the way through the weekend. What's a question or two that you're getting hit with a lot that may interest the listeners?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, the first one is how to play totals, okay? Because most people look at spreads, and they don't look at totals as much. But, you know, again, there's a lot of factors that go into it. I'll say this. We've had six games in the NFL season so far that featured home underdogs, okay? So in those six games, if the home underdog covered, the over is 100%. If the road favorite covered, the under is 100%. So what I mean by that is that if you look at game scripts, right, what makes sense to you? If both teams you think are going to score, i.e., the underdog is going to make it, you know, a pretty good game, well, you've got a better shot at the over. If you think that a favorite is going to cover and somewhat easily, that means you're probably only looking at one team doing most of the scoring. So take a look at the under there. So I get a lot of questions about that, questions about parlays and things too. But, you know, it all depends. Really, people just want winners, you know, so that's sure. It. But, yeah, I mean, I think totals, that's where a lot of the questions come from because just not as many people play them.
Alan Bell is with us from Sportsline. And speaking of underdogs, I feel, and I want to know if you feel the same way, that there are some intriguing dogs that could be barking this weekend in college football. And Michigan State, I think, is one of them against Miami. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. Look, I don't know what to do with Miami except fade them. I don't believe in them whatsoever. It feels like Alabama, honestly, just took their souls, right? And they just don't look right at all. And you look at this Michigan State team and take a look at this stat. If I am correct, I believe they've scored on the first play of the game in both of their games, right? So keep an eye on that one. But yeah, I'm with you. I think Michigan State is a great underdog play this week.
I had somebody ask me about this game last night, and I said it's a hard number to read, and I wasn't really sure. Nebraska is getting 22.5 against Oklahoma. Now, I feel like Oklahoma should win that game, but do they cover that 22.5? I mean, Nebraska, even though they're 2-1, but we saw how they opened their season. How do you read that one?
So 22.5, you know, as you know, is a really good number. You know, if you look at your key numbers, 7, 14, 21, 28, right? Like 22.5 is a good number to get with that team. What worries me is that at some point, Oklahoma is going to put it all together, and they're going to blast someone, and they're going to do it to somebody pretty good. And Nebraska isn't necessarily all that good. So what worries me is that there could be a chaos factor with Oklahoma to where they just go nuts on offense, and it's coming. We don't know which week it's going to happen, but they're going to do it. But I would say this, if you're an experienced bettor and you're not afraid to lose a bet because you're taking a good number, this is a good number. So I'm with you. I think that it's worth the shot, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. We're all going to lose bets, but more times than not, when you play a good number, it's going to work out favorably for you.
And then another game I had my eye on is, and I'm not high on Mississippi State. I don't think I've hidden that at all. But Memphis getting 3.5 at home against Mississippi State.
Yeah, I don't really like Mississippi State all that much either. I like Memphis in this game. Again, 3.5 is so much better of a number than 3. And you're getting a team at home. You're getting a team that is, you know, a little probably upset that they were spurned in this Big 12 deal. And I just don't believe all that much in Mike Leach. Now, the problem with that is Mississippi State probably has better players, and they probably are a little bit better coached. However, I kind of like a home dog in this one, too. So I'm with you. It's a good number to get again. Obviously, you don't get as many as 22.5, but 3.5 being having that hook on your side, yeah, not bad at all.
Talking to Alan Bell. And we are talking about some of the plays maybe for this weekend. So let's go local. Alan. Darren was mentioned, you know, the underdogs and how the lines have grown a little bit here. That he mentioned this earlier, that the Seahawks, they've gotten even more of a favorite. They played so well. Titans looked awful. What do you think of the line in that one?
Yeah, so the line has definitely moved towards the Seahawks' favor. What worries me is this, is that Seattle, in the month of September, in home games under Pete Carroll, all right, he's played, they've had 18 of them. They've won 17 of them. He's only lost one time at home in September. Oof. So this is it's a good money line play for the Seahawks, but this is where Mike Vrabel and the Titans come alive. They're dangerous when their backs are against the wall. So I would probably take the Titans with the spread. I would probably take the Seahawks to win the game. What worries me also with the Titans is the kicking situation, because when you're looking at a game with 5, 5.5, 6 points, and you don't really have a kicker you can trust, yeah, that can hurt you very, very quickly.
Another thing we've heard is it could be raining. I don't know if that that can't be easy for the kicker, but just come to think of it, as I mentioned that, Alan, how much do you guys look at weather conditions when you research these things?
Yeah, we do. So this has been a fun conversation for about the last year of how do you handicap with weather. Some teams are better, some teams are worse. It depends on the offense. It depends on the style of play. How do teams run the ball? Is it rain? Is it wind? Is it snow? The one that worries me the most is wind. I'm not necessarily worried about rain. I'm not even worried about snow. In fact, in snow games, usually the over hits. But remember, when there's weather, everyone thinks to the offense of how, hey, we can't move the ball, it's not going to look as good. Look, defense has to play in this weather too. And you get turnovers, you get a lot of kind of crazy things that can happen. So more times than not, when weather comes into play, I favor the over as opposed to the under, and let the public bet that number down for you, and they'll give you a point, point and a half, 2 points, just based off, you know, kind of premonition. But, yeah, I more times than not, I play the over.
All right, give us, before we let you go, one more NFL game that you like.
I love the Cardinals, all right? You're going to get them 3.5 at home against the Minnesota Vikings, and here is why. Because you saw what the Cardinals did to the Titans, Cardinals defense against the Titans offense. It's the exact same game plan, right? Like, you take away Dalvin Cook, and then you get after and you take the play action away from Kirk Cousins. So they don't have to change much at all defensively, and we saw how explosive that offense is with Arizona, especially with Rondale Moore. And then you look at Minnesota, they've got, I think, Kendricks is out, Anthony Barr is out, they've got some injuries there, plus I think that locker room could implode. They've had some problems. The Cardinals are a really solid bet. Also, I'll give you this really quick. The New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers play this weekend. In the last 2 years, when they've played in New Orleans, the Saints have won each game by 3 points. When they've played in Carolina, combined, the Saints have won by 58 points. Carolina, something against the spread at home. They don't play well at all, and New Orleans loves it. So you're getting them at 3, 3.5. That's a great number.
Ooh, well, there's a nifty little stat. I like that. Oh, Alan, where are you headed?
I'm headed to Tunica, so I'm actually driving through Memphis right now. Yeah, I'm going to spend a little sportsbook at casino time. And you know what? I'm going to make sure that the sportsbook on the TV puts up our man Chase and which shots that he's taking, so everybody can cash in on those bets.
I think honestly, I've already, while we were talking, I already put some money down on Irish Car Bombs. I already laid a little bit down.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, Alan, thanks as always. Enjoy Tunica. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
At AlanBell247 on Twitter, you should follow him. He's a good follow. He's with Sportsline. Good stuff from him. As always. By the way, guys, speaking of tweets, did you see this one? At Meg B. Hamby, did you see this?
I haven't. I have not.
Megan says, she tweeted out, I'm just sitting here working in my home office, minding my own business, when I hear a radio show in the other room, and it's my husband putting me on the list for falling asleep while Darren and whatever those guys are named are talking on the air.
Oh, Megan. Well, hi, I'm Willie. That's Chase. That's Julian behind the glass. Guys.
Oh, too funny. So he did that with her in the other room.
I will say this, that can't say that word on air, but that's gutsy, I guess.
Dangerous game.
He's playing.
Maybe he wanted his wife to hear that.
Megan, what kind of couch do you have? Because I think that's where your husband might be tonight. It's good, though. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
Darren and the other guys.
That was priceless. Darren and whatever those guys are named are talking on the air. Too funny. Too funny. Good stuff. Good participation, by the way. Well, actually, you got your hands full with trying to figure out who's the winner of that one.
Yeah, that was good.
It was really
good. That's good. I like that. So, speaking of, it was good to have Alan on before pick six. I don't know, Darren, how much I've been looking at college football at the board for the last few days. There are some intriguing games.
Oh, I completely agree. I think there's a lot. I think there's a healthy dose of action this week.
I'll give you one. Charlotte getting 5 on the road at Georgia State. Our buddy Will Healy, 2-0 on the year, going against an 0-2 Georgia State team, and they are getting 5 on the road. I like Charlotte.
Okay.
In that one. Michigan State's intriguing. That came up in Silly Underdogs. I mentioned Memphis is intriguing, getting the 3.5 against Mississippi State, a home dog there.
Here's one that I was looking at, and it just helped me understand what I'm missing here. There's an 11 a.m. kickoff on ESPN, and it's Cincinnati in Bloomington to take on Indiana. That line is 3.5. Cincinnati is the 8th-ranked team in the country. Cincinnati is loaded with talent. Indiana, are we not just living off last year? Great story last year, but why is that line so low? Like, I just feel like this is one of those that's screaming, it looks like you jump all over Cincinnati, but it smells fishy. I don't know why that line is so low. I get very nervous whenever something looks very fishy. Like, it's like begging you.
What do they know?
Right, it's almost like they're begging you to take Cincinnati. Because I think Cincinnati should win by double digits.
I really do too. I'd bet it.
But what are we missing? Because I just feel like they are dangling that thing out there and going, hey, look at this. Cincinnati just a 3.5-point favorite against Indiana? Not ranked?
Well, look at the total. Look at what they have the total at, too.
I know, 49.5.
I mean, that kind of tells you something. I took Cincinnati, and I got it at 4. So I laid the 4 to take the Bearcats, but
I don't know. That one's very, very
– I'm nervous.
That has me suspicious on why that line is so low. Cincinnati is the better team, and I'm just wondering why that line is so low. That I don't like that. Whenever I see things like that, I'm like, it's almost like they're begging you to take Cincinnati. Just remember that. But you've already told me you've taken Cincinnati.
I took Cincinnati, so maybe I'm the sucker. We'll see. But Ricky's texting me right now and saying that you're spot on, that he brought that up. And he did. He brought it up last night, that there's something fishy about it that concerns him. And he's a Bearcats fan. But, yeah.
I tend to shy away. I usually stay away from those games because at first glance I was like, holy cow, I'm taking Cincinnati. And then I started looking over some stuff, and I was like, why? Okay, mm-hmm. Why? Why is it just barely over a field goal? Like, Indiana is not the same Indiana team as last year. So why? What am I missing? So here's another one. Intriguing. Why is it so low? Like, Florida State has this horrible loss. They're 0-2. Yes, they went back and forth with Notre Dame. But is Notre Dame really that good? I mean, Notre Dame barely beat Toledo at home. And they're only getting 4.5 at a Wake Forest team that is good. So why is that line only 4.5? Why isn't Wake Forest favored by like 7?
I kind of look at that as Vegas is thinking what I'm thinking, and that is Florida State, they got to win. They got to get a win. That they shouldn't be 0-2. They should at least be 1-1 after right now.
after the nightmare.
But they're not, and so they're desperate, and it's like they're going to wake up, and is Wake as good as everybody thinks, or they at least they appear right now being at 2-0? That's kind of what I haven't done anything with it, but I was looking at it of, is Florida State the play because they're getting the 4.5, but is this the wake-up game? Do they no pun intended, do they wake up on the road at Wake and get on the board and get a win?
You know I like Vanderbilt in the points. I like MTSU in the points. 13.5 is a little steep. I think that's a little steep. I don't think they're going to get boat raced by UTSA. I like the points.
Okay.
I like that's the intriguing. Points there. I think Memphis is going to beat Mississippi State outright.
I do too. I feel really good about that one.
It's 3.5 they're getting, and I think there's a real shot. You can go the safe play.
I have that one on the money line.
Take Memphis and the points, or you could get a little bit frisky and really increase your odds by taking the money line. Because I think there's a real shot they win that game.
Yeah, I do too. At home. And
I'm also intrigued by Penn State. Why are they giving up 5 to Auburn?
Yeah.
I know it's Saturday night. I know it's going to be crazy at Beaver Stadium, but – and I know Auburn's been beating up on teams that they should beat up on, but I don't know. Auburn has also looked pretty good. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from it, but I if I were to play that game, I would probably do a slight lean toward Auburn.
See, I think Jimmy Frank is going to want to flex because he's in
that USC job.
He's in the spotlight right now. And he's wanting to flex.
Okay. I can see that.
So I go Penn State. I'll lay the 5.
Kind of like Louisiana who flexed last night.
Mm-hmm.
And -21. No big deal. No problem. No problem. They covered it. All right. We'll come back with pick 6. But right now we know week 1 of the NFL season is over because week 2 is already underway. And there's a whole lot more action this weekend. And you need to get with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, because they're going to kick off week 2 by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. That should have your attention now. Because all you have to do is bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least just $1. That's all you have to do. At least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. All you have to do is download that DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code 1025GAME and receive $200 in free bets when you place just a $1 bet on any football game. That promo code you need to use again, 1025GAME. Get your $200 in free bets instantly, but that's this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. There's still time to get involved with this. Be a part of this. $200 they're going to give you for just a dollar bet. Get with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Remember, you must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.